When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Raw Radio. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger and JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Have any of you watched or seen highlights of this woman named Portia Woodman from the New Zealand women's rugby team?
Oh, how did I miss her?
I've been following her for years.
As Raj would say, as Monica would say, girl, I'm watching these highlights. This is a bad, bad woman.
New Zealand.
There's one thing. She's just throwing people. People are trying to tackle her. She's like, not today, bitch. One-handed, picking them up, throwing them in the air. There's another one where she's running. Somebody's trying to tackle her. So she just kind of puts her shoulder down and comes up. Now she's lifting this woman off the ground and running. And running, carrying this woman, throws her on the floor and keeps on going for a whatever the hell they call it, touchdown, score, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Goal.
And she's got that face of from the new, like the
Ozempic?
What?
From Ozempic?
No.
Bitch face?
From the New Zealand All Blacks, the what are they called? The
what?
The name is the
blackface?
Name of the foot. No, it's not blackface.
Well, he said all black. I'm not sure.
Okay. Everybody got out of their systems now?
Yes.
The, not Aborigines.
Albuquerque?
The indigenous people?
Applebee's?
Yeah, I guess.
Of
that's,
New Zealand?
I guess. And no? They had to do that whole warrior thing before the game? Okay. So
the whole chanting, the whole
she
deal.
Looks like a female version of one of those dudes.
Oh, really?
And she makes his face, and I'm like, I would not go anywhere near this woman. You can take my car. You can take a child if you want.
Oh, in some pictures, she looks just like a nice lady.
Yeah.
In other pictures, she looks like a beast.
Check out the war face.
Yeah, I just saw
that
there.
War face on.
With the cut triceps. Wow.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm watching it like during the commercial break. Somebody sent it to me. I started watching these clips. I'm like, that is like that is the scariest woman I've ever seen as far as... Like, she's fast, she's strong, and she's throwing people off the ground.
Yeah.
Off the ground.
Yeah, no, I see.
I want her on my team. 100%.
Yeah. In one of these pictures, she could be, I see what you're saying about
that
the
one?
Face with the hair, one of
that
those
one?
Guys. That was the first one I saw, and there's another one here. I mean, she looks just completely fierce. So, when I watch, it's frustrating watching rugby because... I don't know the rules. I see how it's similar to football. I see they're doing similar things, but I don't know how many points you score where. Like, I feel really dumb.
I don't even care. I just like watching these guys beat the piss out of each other.
And same.
And the women, too.
At first, I was trying to figure it out, like trying to make sense of it. Because then I'm like, you know what? I'm just entertained.
No need.
Yeah, I'm just entertained. And I wish I kind of still want to know. And I actually tweeted... Like, I would, rugby or whatever, I want to start a fan club or something. And America's rugby team tweeted me back, said, we have plenty of them, and they gave me a link. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love
this. Get out of here.
Oh, get out of here, really?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's awesome.
This woman, I don't know.
Kick your ass.
I don't know. You got to check her for nuts.
Well, that's not right. She can just be a strong woman without nuts.
You're not wrong.
You're right. She does have strong-looking thighs, though. Like, when she's in the shorts right there.
I told you.
And she's, like, stopping and cutting,
man.
And her muscles are cutting through and flexing.
Monica, we're just playing.
She's like an NFL running back right there.
Right.
I mean,
look at her face. She looks like she's an attractive woman in some of these pictures. In others, she looks like she would eat my face.
But that's the whole thing. Then she gets that warrior face on.
She's doing both. She's going to be an attractive woman who could eat your face.
Do me, Monica, when you get a chance during a commercial break, whatever, go in just in YouTube or have Gareth do it if you're uncomfortable typing it. New Zealand All Blacks pregame. And they do this whole warrior ceremony.
It's awesome.
Before the game.
Yeah.
And you look at this woman, like she can easily be part of that tribe.
Yeah.
It's well, I hope I'm using the right word. We're trying.
Like the haka they do, right?
Yeah, it's called the haka. And then they
Hakatua.
They chant in it, I guess. And it starts with ka mate, ka mate, ka ora, ka ora. Which translates
to... Oh, you got to give him that huck to it. Spit on that thing.
And then they go into battle.
And it when they chant it, it translates to, I die, I die, I live, I live. Wow. That's hardcore. That's like, they're in there psyching each other up saying, I die, I die, I live. That's a lot.
I was in Ireland when, just coincidentally, I knew nothing about it, nor did I really care all that much, but a lot of people cared. Mm. Ireland was playing New Zealand for some rugby thing.
Really?
There were people from New Zealand all over the place.
Oh, they were in Ireland for the
all match. Over the place. Sick. The match was in Ireland. Yeah. They were playing, and there were people from New Zealand, and they were wearing their gear, and they were everywhere. Everywhere. I can only assume, Monica, that they travel like the Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they were, I mean, because it's not a short flight from New Zealand to Dublin. Right? It can't be that short of a flight.
Support the team.
They were everywhere.
I feel like I'm watching this. Gareth put it up, this haka thingy, and I just feel, hakatua. And I just feel like, I'm not, listen, I understand it's ritual, and it goes back, apparently, according to this, 200 years and everything.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But it's creepy. Their eyes are weird. It almost feels like they're a cult, like getting overtaken by spirits. It's like really creepy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when the basketball team did it to the U.S. national team? Like the basketball team, and the guys were all just looking at them, like you said, like they were crazy.
Yeah, it feels right.
What the hell is this I'm watching?
Why do their eyes have to be like that? Like
now you're coming out. Tell me that's not the most intimidating.
Oh yeah.
Pre-game thing, and I know you're going to go to college football. Yeah, move over, Florida State, with your horse and your flag. You know,
hey, like, whoa. You know,
yeah, I said it.
Yeah, you did.
I said it. I'll take these New Zealand All Blacks doing this thing. I'll put it up against anything.
It's
anything. It's by far the most intimidating thing I've ever seen in sports.
Wow, there's a video of the top five hakas from New Zealand in rugby. So
I know, right?
Top five of their ceremonies. Like, that must be intense. And the greatest haka ever. 78 million views from 9 years ago, 2011 World Cup. The greatest haka ever. Oh, my God. It's an up-close video of them.
And it's not short.
No. This is a 2.5-minute video, and most of it is going to be their thing.
Yeah.
Sick.
And you know how, like, with sports, everything is timed. Roger will tell you from working with the Islanders for so long, and the Mets, everything is timed out. Everything is like, okay, first pitch has no longer than, say, 90 seconds, I'm just throwing numbers out there. Everything is timed. No one's telling these people how long to do their little hockey thing. They're going to do what they're going to do.
But
who's
going
to tell them stop? Who's going to tell them no?
Nobody. And second of all, you say that, and it makes me think, you know, they have obviously practice for the sport. They have to rehearse this. They can't, like, just, you know what I mean? They have to get
I'm
in sync. And, you know what I mean? They have to hold rehearsal. And I don't know. Like, it's even
and they're
more
like
dedication.
Sticking their tongues out, like
they're about to eat your children.
It's the eyes bugged out for me. I can't with that. That's scary.
It's both.
Oh yeah.
Mm. It's like great. Part. You know, remember Afa Asika, the wild Samoans from football?
Yeah.
Now you know where they got it from. Same thing.
For wrestling, yeah.
They stick their tongues out. They're gonna eat you like they're just gonna come in and pillage.
With this one from 2011 says the greatest haka ever, if you guys want to look it up. But to the other team's credit, I don't know who it is, they all have their arms around each other and they walk up in a line to the line they're supposed to be at. So they're not far from the All Blacks doing their ritual. And they're standing there so it doesn't look like they're being intimidated because they're way back there.
Yeah, okay.
They just walk right up and they're standing like, okay, that's enough of this.
Yeah,
okay. You do your haka. We're ready to play.
Understood.
Yeah.
Traditionally, the Maori people of New Zealand performed haka to display a tribe's pride, strength, and unity. So it's a perfect thing to do before a sporting event. You know what I mean? It's their pride, it's their strength, and their unity, and they're going to kick someone's ass.
Right. Before you go eat the other team's babies.
Pretty much.
In this 2011 version, I didn't know the other team is France. It says, New Zealand, ancient and honored war dance. France, let's hold hands.
France, we surrender to your haka. That's how
it is. Vivi is on line one. She's from New Zealand. Go ahead, Vivi.
Oh.
Cool.
Did I get that right, Vivi?
A Kiwi.
Gibby.
You gotta give me a little break. We got Gareth on the phones.
Okay.
Don't okay me. You're on a little bit of a streak, don't you think?
Tell them to enunciate more.
Yeah, enunciate.
tell us about all of this, Gibby. Is that right?
Well, the haka is a warrior dance. The haka is performed before any football game, whether it be female or male. They also perform it at weddings. And the Maoris are what you're talking about with the indigenous people of New Zealand. Okay. And yes, they are scary.
Yeah, they are.
Do they, like,
even to you?
Are they, though, or they just put that out there?
Well, you don't hit one. That just pisses them off.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you're from New Zealand, but you're not a Maori? Is that how you said it?
Yeah, I'm not a Maori. I'm well, I'm half Maori, but I'm white.
Okay.
Got
it. So, yeah, I'm a bitzer. Bitzer everything.
A bitzer
everything? That's funny.
Yeah.
So are Maori mixed race? Is that what you're saying? Is the tribe like a mixed race tribe?
Well, I'm half Aboriginal, half Scottish. What is it? A quarter Scottish and a quarter Aboriginal and a quarter Maori.
Wow.
Okay.
And you live here in Tampa now?
I do.
That's an interesting trip.
It's a 36 hour interesting trip.
How did you get? How did you end up in Florida? Did you fall in love with somebody or something?
No, I flew into Alaska to manage a hunting and fishing lodge in Anchorage.
Okay.
And, yeah, from there, sort of fell down south where it's warmer.
So I see you didn't love the cold up there,
and no desire to go back. No desire to go back home.
No, well, maybe to visit every now and again, but not to live, no. I'm American now.
Oh.
Why, though? Why not to live? What about New Zealand bothers you?
Well, the economy is super expensive to live there.
And you can't, so you can't live the same life that you can live here.
Correct, yeah.
Mm. So what do you do now?
Well, I'm retired at the moment and helping my husband rehabilitate after 9 strokes and being on the ventilator. So I said it's time to go door dashing. So we door dash now.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
and you bring him with you?
Yeah, he does it now. Yeah, that's why we do it. So that he's walking now. When he was good. He couldn't even walk.
Okay.
And you're out together doing something and he's rehabilitating at the same time. You're out making money.
Exactly, instead of us paying people money.
And then you will listen to a couple of idiots try to explain your whole heritage and botching it up disgustingly.
I was getting really frustrated and I said, call them.
Right.
Call them
good.
Now.
Well, I'm glad you called in because we were just, you know, kind of winging it. All I know is, like, by what I saw, I didn't know the names of anything. I just watched this one woman just killing people.
Yeah. Did you hear how mean she just sounded when she said, call them.
Yeah.
Call them now.
Yeah.
Stop your door dashing and call them.
Right. It was mean yet kind of sexy. I'm not going to lie.
That was her quarter Maori coming out.
Right.
Yeah. She's starting to hawk right now.
Pretty much. Well, listen, guys, it was lovely talking, and I'm glad I was able to clear it up for you.
Yes, and good luck to you and your husband. You. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
See, Roger, you say it all the time. There is everybody listening. People, who knew when you started talking about this that there would be an expert on this subject listening?
We'd get a real New Zealandese person.
Right.
Awesome.
How great is that?
Fantastic. And there's no way anybody's going to call up now and say, that last caller was a moron, because she knew what she was talking about, 100%.
New Zealand's top of the list of places I want to go visit.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Everybody wants to go to New Zealand.
Not gonna lie.
Like, yeah, the economy sucks, probably because the tourists are coming there so much and everything goes up and they can't live there as regular people.
I'm not going to lie. 36 hours is a little that's a little off-putting.
I only know one other New Zealand person and he lives here now instead. He's got an accent like that too. And he likes little person porn. That's his whole thing. That's all I know about New Zealand.
New Zealand does, right?
Apparently it's a thing.
National porn of New Zealand.
Kiwis, right?
Yeah, they're called Kiwis, right? That's what he said. I'm like, I feel weird calling you that. I don't think I will.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's interesting. Wow. Well, listen, we really learned a lot today, didn't we? All right, let's just go home.
I'm glad I can teach you guys a few things.
I'm going to clip the last one where JP was educating about scams, and then this clip, and we'll just paste it together and make a nice Sunday morning. There you go. Education.
That was pretty cool. All right, now I got to root for New Zealand a lot. Well, except for when they play the U.S., then too bad. Other than that, pretty cool.
If I was the U.S., I wouldn't even get out of the locker room.
Mama.
Yeah.
What does she cheer for? She said she steadfastly said, I'm American now, like without any kind of doubt in her voice. So she might.
Well, when it comes to rugby, not if you want to be a winner. All of a sudden, you flip back to home. Well, you know, I got to follow my roots.
Yeah. I feel like that's where that would go.
And then 2 hours later, I'm an American again. Look at that. See how that works? Freedom.
Roger
JP.
USA! 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 135 Top 10 List. Wouldn't it be great if this was the song the All Blacks came out to?
Right.
Very disappointing.
Fooled you.
I mean, you should be coming out to like Metallica. What are you guys doing? We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.